Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Take a little shortbread, touching that bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, touching that bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Welcome to the experience where nothing matters, but you purposely love and appreciate yourself. We continue our relationship theme this month on the play experience with today's show, A True Love Beyond Reason, with Greg and Naomi Fay. Here in this very special segment on this playground of life where we celebrate moving beyond all reason as it pertains to love, I want to do a very special dedication right now to my friends Greg and Naomi, a piece called Responding and Unconditional Love. Be right back.
caring for one you love has no place for abusive behavior. Behavior that seeks to control, manipulate, and validate. There is no room in this space for physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds. Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction. Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response. Responding requires a desire to truly hear, a desire to truly see what is being said to us in any and each given situation. Honoring the other for all that they're bringing in this moment. And in this moment, allowing spiritual guidance and deliberate movement to cause us to respond. Responding when guided by spirit. Can only be respectful. Responding when guided by spirit can only come from love. We must always honor ourselves as much as we do others. We must always love ourselves as we do others. There's only one love. The only love is unconditional. Without judgment, without fears of denial, because we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to just be as we are. We allow others to just be as they are. There can be no abuse when there is true love. We abuse ourselves. We punish ourselves with self-judgment. Let's replace. There is no space for self-judgment. There is only a place for love. Universal love. It's always what we seek to remember that is the true essence of who we are. We come from a source of abundant love. There is no reason for us not to feel love permeating in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Lest we forget that we can always stop. We can always stop and remember from whence we came. And in this moment, we will always feel the warmth in our souls, our hearts, with love. Only love can conquer all things on this earth and beyond. Love is the greatest tool that we were blessed in this lifetime to possess. Only love gives the true meaning of what life really is. Thank you. So we take this moment, and each moment that follows, to honor and to thank the One Most High, the Masterful, the Merciful, the Magnificent. Creator, of us all. We thank you and we love you. We honor your words always that are true.
Top of the show, you were listening to my wonderful friend George Gorillas. You can find his beautiful music on Pure. It's called Pure Imagination, and you can find it on evzonemusic.com. And if you'd like to share your music and your gifts, drop me an email at ombasa@ombasa.com. That's ombasa@ombasa.com. So now you know who I am, Ombasa Sofira. And I am one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, and always all love. Are you ready for love today? Are you ready for a love that overcomes fear, a love that heals? A love, the same love that guides us into this world, as well as the love that guides us out. Are you ready for love that expands your consciousness? Well, if you are, get prepared because love is in the house. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in the love. I'm going to bring in my love partners, Naomi and Greg Fay. Y'all waited long enough. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I am so thankful to have you both here on the Play Experience. And it's truly an honor.
It is a beautiful honor.
Yes, I was wondering. I was like, 2, 3, 4. Did they leave the playground? You both are here with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you know, we are talking today and sharing on the playground about a true love beyond reason. And I was speaking to a friend yesterday, day before, about how love, a true love beyond reason, we were reasoning about it and on what it really means, you know, how it's really a love that's unconditional. It's really love that is unconditional, you know. It goes way beyond the normal conventions of what people think about, you know, how you trade affections or you barter your emotions, you know. And so I really, really, I felt the love from you both, and I really wanted to share the things that I've shared with you, even if it wasn't where we were sitting and we were just talking and talking. I was going more on the love feeling that I get from you. And so before we get started, I want people to know who you are and get a sense of who you are individually. So who wants to go first? I'll let y'all throw it up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
We'll let Greg go first.
Greg Faye. Okay. She selected you. Isn't
okay.
she nice? So who is Greg Faye?
Well, my name is Greg Faye, and I am a 48-year-old man, fortunate husband and father to a beautiful family. I work as a substance abuse counselor in Orange County, New York. And I'm just a lover of life, amongst other things.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And who is Naomi Faye?
Naomi Faye. Who is Naomi Faye? I'd like to say I am love, and I am the journey to love. I am an interfaith minister, and I'm a woman. I'm not going to tell you my age, but it really doesn't matter. I'm 44, two fours, which is really glorious. And I come from a very large family. I'm one of seven,
mm-hmm.
and a multicultural family. Half Filipino, and my mom's English, Dutch, Russian. And I'm just a person who is very deep and very passionate about my own empowerment and my own liberation to feel free and to feel loved.
Well, thank you for that. You know, when you heard, you know, I titled the show "A Love, True Love Beyond Reason," what were your first thoughts, Naomi? You first.
Well, I giggled. And I said, oh, that's right. That kind of summed it up for Greg and I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond reason, definitely love beyond reason, especially when anything like you were saying, conventional, or what we think relationship should be, or
mm-hmm.
what we view relationship as, like on the television,
mm-hmm.
it's not very reasonable why we would stay together or be together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could make, I have made a list, believe me, I've made a list of why we should not be together.
Most people do. Most people do. You can laugh. Most people do. They find all of these different reasons. I mean, it's amazing because you think about, you know, just being able to just be free, just to be open, just to be, just to share, just for the sake of sharing, you know, just to be, you know, allow somebody to make mistakes or allow them to be who they are. You know, that whole thing about, well, I have a piece in my book called A Message of Love. When we truly know love, we continually allow this feeling to permeate our lives, the feeling in and of itself. You know, because giving more love creates more love in your world, you know, in your heart, anywhere around you. And it's like leaving no room. It says when we truly know love, we continually allow this feeling to permeate our lives, leaving no room for indecision about the choices we'll make that will bring us joy. To know joy is to know a love that is unconditional. To know unconditional love is to know the true essence of who we are, you know. I mean, really knowing, you know, because it's like knowing that love has no limit, no boundaries. It reaches, is so far reaching that it encompasses all of our faults.
Everything.
I mean, everything. And the more that is given out, the more that it creates more for us. And if, I don't know about y'all, but I know that you have a perspective, because when we are transforming, transmuted through the chaos, you know, can it always has to at some point formulate. It's a law, you know. Some point it's going to, when love is present, it's going to formulate back into peace, you know. And I don't know how you feel, but it's an interesting world that we live in when we are, the blueprint that we're given by our parents, by the TV. The TV, since the TV came into existence, when was that, 50s, 60s? Since that can come into existence, we were Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver. I don't know about y'all, but what shows did y'all imprinted on your life in terms of what a relationship is supposed to be like?
Yeah, well, I you know, I had that list because I thought that once, you know, I had the list and I had a justification, then everything would be okay. And when I went to the list and I wanted this justification, it wasn't okay. It really wasn't, because I didn't, at that point, when you're in that chaos or anything, when you come up against something that is challenging or your fear comes right in your face, the justification doesn't matter anymore when I'll speak for myself, when my deep longing was really for love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so the justification did not bring me that love.
Mm-hmm.
So I had
to
throw out that list because, you know, and we think that's what we need to do is to have a list so that we could justify our choices that we make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we're in a pattern thinking that, you know, if everything has to be so logical and sequential on the list. And love is not logical, sequential on the list. It's more of very abstract and very random.
Well, speaking of the list, did you make one for reasons to be together?
That list formulated for me when I knew I needed to be with Greg. Well, not needed, but there were many reasons, or not so much reasons, but signs for me, because I was able to really be myself with him. I remember a friend when I was going out with Greg, and I started to dress differently or what I used to, and he was like, hey, Naomi, I like what's going on, you know. And he was a mentor. He was an older gentleman. I actually worked for him. And I was like, yeah, I think it's Greg's influence. You know, I think, you know, and he was like, no, this is who you've always been. This is nice to see you really coming out. And when he said that, I was like, oh, that's right, because being with Greg really allowed me to feel comfortable to really express myself and to be myself. So there were like signs in that there was definitely reasons in that sense to be together.
Yes, that went beyond. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, when you said that, it warms me, you know. Like I said, I can't say it enough. Well, I mean, I'm always in love with love, and when I experienced you all for the very first time, I mean, we bumped into each other as soon as we got on the cruise ship to do our work. right away, the largest cruise ship ever, here we are, as soon as we get on the ship, bumping into each other, and I know that there's no mistakes under the sun. And you know, when I feel, you know, the energy that you both are, it's incredible. And when you say that he influences you, you know, on a positive level, it is our relationships that keeps us alive. It is our relationship with ourselves that, you know, makes us who we are in the world. So if you're relating and you're mirroring back
from Greg to you, back to Greg, to back to you, and you're getting good feedback in the mirror of what you see, it's a beautiful thing, this thing called relationships. You know, Greg, we haven't heard from you, so I really want to pass that microphone over. I know you like to listen and then come in with a joke or two because you always have it doubled over with that. But I want to let you weigh in here on a true love beyond reason. What did that mean to you?
Well, yeah, love without reason, that is love. Love is, you know, by definition, not very reasonable. You know, it can be complicated. It could be, you know, pain in the butt. It could be, you know, it could be a lot of things. But, you know, that's why, you know, if you could do without it, you probably would. But that's not healthy, you know, to do without love. It's a big part of being human, is experiencing the most, you know, powerful emotion, feeling of them all. And that's the thing that taught me is, you know what, all that other stuff, it's just your ego getting in the way. It's just, you know, people like to make things more complicated than they need to be for some reason. And the simple fact of it is love is all that matters. It's when you make it simple, it's a lot easier to live your life. Just knowing, you know what, nobody's perfect, but, you know, love is, you know, and love is all that matters. And if you just focus on that instead of all the other things that, you know, might kick you off here or there and everything that ain't perfect, well, you can get lost. But if you just focus on the fact that, you know, love is all that matters and love is the only thing that lasts, another thing they only taught me, love is the only thing that will last even after we're gone, that's, you know, it keeps it simple and it keeps it, you know, a lot easier to go on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you did you make a list too?
No, I don't think I ain't making a list. I never got that far, no.
No, you didn't get that far, okay.
No. All right. But I know when I got that we were meant to be, you know, it's just something, you know, just some things that are meant to be and you really can't, you know, you can't go against it. You know, you can't really fight it. I mean, it's, you know, how we met, how we got together, and then, you know, got together again. And, you know, it just was meant to be, you know. It was mm-hmm. funny how we were friends in college there for a while, and then I went away to Arizona for a couple of years, and then just happened to run into her in a jam-packed, crowded bar, just seen her, you know, and then,
wow.
you know, reconnected with her.
No mistakes under the sun. No mistakes
under
the sun.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
How does that happen, you know?
Right. And you have three beautiful children. And their names?
Donovan, Holly, and Autumn.
Uh-huh. Three beautiful children to show for this beautiful love. When, you know, for me, a relationship, this, like I said, this month is relationships. And we're talking about all types of relationships in life and how life is itself a relationship. Our relationship with life is what keeps us alive. It's why we exist. It is for growth. It is for transformation. What is it that you feel that you, if you were to be in front of, because Greg, you work with abuse, and that is a whole different type of relationship.
Yeah.
In terms of that, do you find that your work enhances your relationship with that, enhances who you are?
Oh, yeah. It does, because every day you're talking to people about, you know, what is real, you know, what is illusion and what is real, you know, and then what is real is that you're good enough. And like you were saying earlier, you have to really love yourself. And if you do really love yourself, well, you wouldn't be putting poison into your body, you know. So you kind of like boil it right down to the, you know, to the basics there. You know, you got to love yourself. You are a good person. You know, you don't need to make, you know, drugs make things complicated, legally, socially, physically, health-wise, you know, you don't need that stuff. It's the relationship, like you were saying earlier, you got to love yourself. You got to, you know, care enough about yourself not to put the poison into your body.
you know, and it's a self-esteem thing. It's like I kind of say, it's like you have a hole in your soul, and you can't be thrown. I mean, whether it's a shopping addiction, gambling addiction, drug addiction, people try to fill that hole in their soul with something from the outside, when it's really, the only way to fill that hole is from coming from the inside.
Yeah. And everyone, I think one of you said it earlier, everyone is looking for a deeper love, you know, and whatever they're doing. I mean, the people who are in that kind of pain, because it's so many addictions out here. You know, we talk about addictions. We're talking about, you know, this kind of addiction, that kind of addiction. But you could point to almost anything, and somebody's addicted to it at this point. You know, we just, as a society, you know, because what we, you know, we put labels on things and we follow what is being said. And yes, people are dying from drugs. They're dying from alcohol abuse. They're dying from food. They're dying from broken hearts. They're dying from thinking all these different negative thoughts and stress. You know, all these different things are addictions as well. And it's like somehow in this life, do you feel when you're working with them, do you bring your own experience? That's the first question I have. Do you bring your own experience to them? Do you find yourself doing that? And on the flip side, do you find yourself bringing their experience to your home?
Well, see, that's the thing. As being a counselor, it's like walking a tightrope. Mm-hmm. You want to be personable. You want to be relatable, but you don't want to, you know, unload. You make the group sessions about you. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be relatable. You want them to open up, but you can't use it as your group therapy. You know, and so that's like a fine line. You do have to, you know, go to your own experience and let them know, you know, I've been there. And as far as taking stuff home, you really try not to. I mean, you can really burn yourself out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. But you try not to, because, you know, it's a stressful situation. Hearing some heartbreaking stories, you know, and seeing the people, you know, throwing their lives away, basically. And then it's sad, and then, you know, but it's a challenge, and it's fulfilling, and it's something that needs to be done. And I tell you what, going through that, the KSAC training that I went through, the substance abuse training I went through, was really a life-changing experience for me. It was spiritual and emotionally, you know, because this was my second career. My first career was a carpenter, and there wasn't a lot of spiritual and emotional, you know, growth in that field. And as much as I loved it, but this second career of mine really, you know, opened up a whole world. Another half of my brain was opened up, you know, that I hadn't been using before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I feel that, and I feel that, you know, your life is right now up to this point, you know, you declared how old you were, too. I love that. You know, it's speaking to the love that you are. We're going to take a break, and we're going to throw in another piece that I want to dedicate to you both. So I'll be right back, and I want to hear from Naomi about the winds of change in her life and how you are wanting to move forward from this point in a true love beyond reason. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
it's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul told me, Lord, before I fall, I heard a whisper deep inside.
revival of a love story. She's talking about resuscitating the love, bringing the love back into our love story with whomever we're relating to, because all of the creation is in relation. Our relationship with everything, resuscitating it. No matter how much pain we think that we've been through, knowing that the love story is us. We are the creator of the love for ourselves as we continue to fill ourselves up. Welcome back, Naomi and Greg. Naomi, I said I was going to come back to you and ask you about complacency in love. You know, when you talk about finding this comfortable place in life and settling into complacency, you know, life has a unique way of shaking us out of that comfort zone, you know. What are you feeling about that as it pertains to your love story and resuscitating the love back into your love story? We have, we're going to close the show in about maybe seven minutes. So let's give you the microphone. I know you have a lot to say.
Well, perfect. Complacency. Yes, definitely. I was very complacent and just doing things that I thought I just needed to do. And things in your life, right, conflicts or challenges kind of shake you out of that complacency. And it was a very beautiful gift for me that every time I come up against my fear or a challenge to really love myself and forgive myself for everything that I created that I wasn't so happy to see. So when I accept that and I realize that there was a comfort in that complacency, I realized, too, even in that comfort was it was a comfort just because I knew it, but it wasn't the greatness that I wanted to experience. And like I've talked about this longing to be great, to feel this love, and there is something that really guides me to move through that. And I've become more and more fearless in the last few years. And with that fearlessness, I've been able to open up my heart more to love, mostly for myself, and to realize my own beauty, my own gifts, my own truth, my own song. And the more that I get to do that, the more my relationships blossom and open. So the relationship with myself and this fearlessness of opening to the love is definitely in relationship to other people. It is a symbiotic relationship, and it's a beautiful dance that I am mastering now.
Wonderful.
And I'm refining, yeah.
Wow, that is a beautiful bit to leave people with. Thank you so much. I know that everyone has thoroughly enjoyed. Greg, do you have a bit that you want to leave the audience with today? I know our time was short on this playground, but I know you will be back.
Well, I want to thank you, Abasha. It's great to talk to you. I haven't talked to you since December, and relationships is. It's just getting to know you. Feel like I've known you all my life.
Yeah.
You know, just met you with it. But it's really great to hear from you and talk to you again. And thank you very much.
Oh, wow. This is awesome. Thank you all so, so much. And a big hug to you. And I will see you soon.
I hope so.
Love, love.
All right. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was absolutely stupendously awesome for a wonderful, what they call, Valentine's Day show. And we're going to go ahead and close out and get sending you on the magic carpet ride with so much love. We're going to take you out right now with a whole lot of love. Talk to you later. See you next time.
Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.